Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
We are here today with Karen Decker, RN of HRMC Hospice. Karen, you are a bereavement coordinator.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you for being here today.
You're welcome.
We're coming off of November, which is Home Care and Hospice Month. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what that month means to you as a hospice provider.
It's nice to have a month to just awareness of hospice, and I find a lot of people just have a misconception of what hospice is, so that's nice to have that bring to light and people are more aware of it. We can talk about what hospice is. What it means to me is just being able to care for patients and their families at end of life and developing relations with them and supporting them through this journey.
So part of that support is also supporting those families, right?
Yes.
That you are taking care of patients and supporting those families, and that's part of where that bereavement comes in for you, that bereavement coordinator mm-hmm. position. You also are working on something that's called the Tree of Memories, which
right.
means a lot to someone who may have lost someone during the year or in the past.
Right. We have a tree. It's up in the hospital lobby, and then it's ornaments on it. So when someone gives, donates to hospice in memory or as a gift in honor of a loved one, then they get their name on this little ornament that goes up on the what we call the Tree of Memories. And it's just a way of giving thanks to hospice for being in the community, being there to support. The money that is donated to that just goes to hospice to help provide equipment and education and supplies and that kind of thing for hospice care.
Okay, so if there's someone who wants to come in and get one of those and to participate in this, how can they do that?
Well, they could go to the hospital website and go to foundation, and there is a way to donate on there and then indicate for hospice, and then you can indicate on there who that is in memory of, and then they could get that to hospice so that we can get that ornament up for you in memory of your loved one.
Great, and you can mail those donations in as well,
correct? Yes, you can mail the donation, and yeah.
Okay, great. So when we talk about hospice, what is the goal of hospice, and as your role as a caregiver, what is, what's the reason, what is the goal that we have hospice, and how do you carry that out?
The goal of hospice is, of course, we know this means end of life, and so the goal is just to give that patient comfort and to be as pain-free as possible and to give them quality of life. We know once if someone gets a diagnosis of a terminal illness, we know we talk end of life, but we sure want to make the quality of that life as best as they can. So we provide comfort and symptom management and support for the family as well.
Okay, you go out into homes in our community and in our greater area, correct?
Correct. For hospice, we have a 40-mile range, and that's, I say, as the crow flies, because sometimes it takes a little bit longer as you're driving, but 40-mile range.
Okay, so you guys put in a lot of miles
yes,
and
we
see
do.
A lot of people during the year.
Yes, we do.
So Karen, during this holiday season, there are people who are facing a potential end-of-life situation and maybe we have people going on hospice. What would you say to those or help people through those situations?
Well, as we all know, holidays are stressful enough, and then when you're facing an end-of-life and all the emotions that go with that. So the hospice, the nurses and the aides, and me as the bereavement coordinator, and we have social worker too, so as the team come in and we support and help families, you know, it's all about families and connections and making memories and, you know, choosing what's important. You know, is it just a certain event that's important? You know, focus on those things rather than the whole big picture of, oh my goodness, it's a holiday, we have to do all this. So it's really helping them choose what's important to them and what would mean the most to the patient that's going through this.
Thank you. And also for people who may have either lost someone within the year or is dealing with a loss during this time, you also help with families who have lost someone. Can you tell
right.
us about that a little bit?
When my job as bereavement coordinator, not only working with patients currently and their families, when a loved one has passed, I also work with families to help them through that grief. We always say that first year, grief doesn't end in a year, but you have all of those firsts, like a birthday or an anniversary or a holiday. And when that comes up, those are just, you know, as we say, heart-tugging and brings up fresh grief. So again, it's looking at that holiday, choosing what's important, and is there something special they can do in memory of that loved one to make it really special at that time.
And you know, I know we hear that obviously there's no timeline on grief.
Right.
So if there's people out there that are dealing with maybe a loss that has occurred several years in the past, mm-hmm. do you have any words that you would tell them that to help them through this mm-hmm. time?
Well, hopefully you have somebody that supports you and that you can talk to. We do have a community support grief support group that meets twice a year, and we'll be starting another one in the spring, and that is co-hosted by me and Jenny from Welters. And we meet as a group, and people from the community, some have had recent losses and some have had losses from years ago, and we find out losses do kind of build on each other. So as you have a new grief, you know, you're remembering other, you know, other losses too. So it's just a good way of coming together and realizing, you know, everybody walks their own journey, but it's good to be together and know that other people are going through this as well.
Yeah, and as we have information about that grief support group coming up this spring, we will get that information out and have that available on our website. As far as resources, do you have any resources or any guidance that you would like to share with people, or that you typically share with people who are facing grief?
Yeah, I would say go to the website, and we'll provide a link for one specifically for caregivers during the holidays. And again, really what to focus on and what to do that's important to you to keep that stress as least as possible.
Which is kind of tough during the holiday season.
It is.
It absolutely is. Well, anything else today, Karen, that you would share with us about our community and the importance of hospice to our community?
It is important to our community. Like I said, you know, a lot of people just don't understand what it is. And so I just encourage people, if you have any questions or if you know anybody that might be facing end of life, have any questions, feel free to call the hospice office and visit with any of us. We'd love to talk with you about it and just offer our support. A lot of people think hospice is only cancer, and it's not. It's any life-limiting illness, and that can even be, we face a lot of with Alzheimer's, because conditions that arise out of that. So when family and physicians and the patient have gotten together, and the physician has, you know, pretty much said, this is, we're not going to try to treat anything, we're going to just offer comfort. And so they recommend hospice, and then hospice is called for referral. And then the nurses go in and we do an assessment, physical, and then we get to know the patient and family, and again, what are our goals for comfort, for making, you know, your journey as quality as possible. And then we look at symptom management, what we can do to keep them comfortable. We don't take away anything. We just encourage them to continue as best they can, and we'll support them on that way.
Okay, thank you. And a lot of relationships built there,
oh,
right?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know that anyone, you know, maybe people who have not been in a hospice experience would understand that,
yeah.
But do you feel like you gain that from the other side as well, from the caregiver side?
Oh, absolutely. I've been doing this many years, and yeah, it's heart-tugging for us as well.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, we appreciate your care of our community all year round, mm-hmm. But especially here during the holidays when it is so hard for people to go through loss and grief. Mm-hmm. If people have questions, they can call your team at the mm-hmm. hospice office here at 353-6520. Thanks so much for being here with us today, Karen.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Huron Regional Medical Center, online at huronregional.org.